You know who you are. I wrote this because you've been complaining recently about how you want to be set free. I decided to post a letter to here, on your favorite website, for you to find, and hear, when you log on. I want to show you that I know you better than anyone else ever can. I understand your frustration, but you must believe me when I tell you that I know what's best for you. By the end of this letter, I hope that you'll have a broader perspective on why I do the things that happen to you. Whether you believe it or not, I do truly hate to force things on you without your consent. That's why I need you to begin trusting the decisions I make without any questions or protest. With that in mind, let me try to explain. I had a classmate in college who always complained that his neck was hurting him. He'd wrench his neck back and forth like he was trying to dislodge something painful from inside of his body. Eventually, I convinced him to see a doctor. My classmate learned that he had a degenerative condition of which there was no cure. His backbone would never get any better. Instead, it would cause more and more pain with each passing day. There was still hope, though. The doctors told him about a surgery that could delay the inevitable. It would give my friend an extra decade of pain-free life before the suffering returned, once more to kill him. My classmate opted to try the surgery. He was happier than I've ever seen him before. The surgery gave him confidence and new vigor, and it inspired him to join an amateur baseball league. He wanted to get the most of his life, and to enjoy his health while he still had it. My friend was diving into second base when he landed too hard by mistake. The impact jarred his new spine out of place, and the meticulous work of the surgeons was undone in an instant. The doctors told him they could not repair his backbone a second time because his body was not likely to tolerate the trauma of the procedure. He begged, but they refused. He took his own life later that day. Your body will fail you. And that's why I put you in chains. I'm protecting you from the misery of getting injured or sick, as so often happens in the outside world. I keep you restrained because I know I found the safest possible place to keep you, away from all harm. You'll undoubtedly live to a ripe old age. I can't imagine life without you. That's why I'll never let you out of the cellar. Another friend of mine came back from the Gulf War to discover his wife was sleeping with another man. Proud by nature and deeply in love with his wife, my friend flew into an immediate rage. He threatened to kill the stranger who had made himself so comfortable in another man's marital bed. The stranger, though, was a soldier too. My friend had not noticed that. On the nightstand nearby, there was a handgun belonging to the stranger in a single motion. A stranger, whom my friend had never met before, retrieved the gun and shot him fatally. The bullet pierced his right lung, and my dear friend died, drowning in his own blood. He was murdered by the man who stole his wife. Your heart will deceive you, and that's why I keep you in isolation. If you fall in love, you'll surely regret it. I want to spare you from suffering that pain. Even friendships can mostly only cause grief in the end, and I'm the only person who's sure to love you forever for the rest of your life. You'll know no one except me. Did you know that one of Jeffrey Dahmer's victims almost escaped? The unfortunate boy fled naked and mutilated out into the street, but found strangely that he couldn't explain himself to the police who came to investigate. You see, Dahmer had poured a strong acid into an opening that he carved into the boy's skull. A corrosive chemical ate into the boy's brain, leaving him stupefied yet still aware of the danger he was in. Dahmer spoke with the police because his victim could not, and told him lies while the boy sat naked on the sidewalk in a daze. Dahmer made the police believe things that weren't true, He told them that the boy was actually an adult. Was not delirious from torture, but rather from drinking too much alcohol. He claimed that it would be best for everyone involved if Dahmer were allowed simply to take the boy home to get some rest. The police ultimately agreed, and so, that night, Dahmer brought his victim back to the same torture chamber where he had already rightfully escaped. And they were alone, together once more. Dahmer finished the job that he had started by ending the boy's life. Society will fail to protect you, and that's why I was forced to cut off your hand. You tried to type out a message to the world asking for help. It was then that I realized you'll try to spoil what we have together, and what I'm trying to do for you, you will ruin everything unless I firmly prevent you from doing so. I know that you'll quickly go mad without some form of stimulation, so I built you a device that lets you navigate the internet even while shackled to the wall. But still, you must never try to communicate with the outside world ever again. It's my intention that the rounded stump at the end of each of your forearms may serve as a reminder never to disobey me again. Seeking help from others will only gain you nothing, my dearest friend. It can only cause pain. I assure you that in some cases, the pain of disobedience can be far worse than something as simple as losing your hands. My high school sweetheart had the worst luck of all. We were poor, she and I, but we were happy together. One day a man came into our town making promises to my sweetheart. He coveted her beauty, and I was powerless to prevent him from taking her. She wanted to escape from our small town, and so she went with him, seeking the fame and fortune that he assured her would come. We didn't hear from her ever again. 2 years later, my sweetheart became famous indeed, but not in a way that she would have wanted. Her story grew to be known by many, only because of the brutality that she suffered. She lived in the ICU for a few days after we found her. She was far too traumatized to speak. We never learned the details of what he did to her, but her injuries alone spoke volumes. They told the story of a man who was depraved beyond all imagination, who only truly delighted in transgressions against human decency, and this type of man is not uncommon. I hope this letter has helped you to understand why I sometimes do things that seem painful or cruel. I could tell many more stories like the ones written above, but I see no reason to bore you further. When you see me tonight, you may ask me to tell you more about what I know, and I'll always be happy to do so. For now, please simply begin to learn to trust me. In addition to what I've already said, let me also add this. Your mind will eventually fail you, too. Your spirituality, like a fire, will either fade to nothing or else consume you whole. The values you hold dearest will be strained until they creak loudly, and the sound of them breaking won't allow you to sleep at night. And after that, those values will collapse entirely and be forgotten. I can protect you from all these things, and I swear that I will try to do just that. I'll trim away all the parts of you that would eventually cause you harm. I believe that someday You'll thank me for my efforts. I cherish you more than words say. Eternally. Sigh. Your keeper.